Monday! Open wide dev fans! Get ready to stuff your face with JavaScript, CSS, Node Modules, barbecue tips, Git workflows, breakdancing, soft skills, web development, the hastiest, the craziest, the tastiest web development treats. Coming in hot, here is Wes, Barracuda, Boss, and Scott, El Toro Loco, Tolinsky.
Welcome to Syntax on this Monday Hasty Treat. We're going to be talking all about VTest, which is a new testing, I guess you could call it a test runner or a test framework for JavaScript applications. It's really, really cool, and we'll be telling you all about what it is and why it sparked so much attention on this year's State of JS survey. My name is Scott Tolinsky. I'm a developer from Denver, Colorado, and with me, as always, is Wes Boss.
What's up, everybody? Stoked to be here. A little bit of a cold today, so apologies for that.
I was going to ask about that. It sounded a little coldy.
Yeah. Just getting over, I don't know what it's that like 5,000th time in last years that you think you have COVID, but It's just a cold, you know?
Yeah. I've managed to not get COVID yet. And really, every time you get really super sick, I got like really sick a couple weeks ago and was just like, well, I guess this is it. This is the last time this is like I got COVID.
That is it. Do you guys still have the mask mandate there in Colorado? They're just dropping it here in Ontario.
It's just about dropped everywhere. So, like, There are some places where they'll expect you to wear a mask still, obviously, like the hospitals or, doctor's appointment stuff. But, yeah, our kids don't have to wear them at school. We're now back to our, like, normal daycare process of how we drop the kids off. And just showing up places without masks feels weird. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what it's going to feel like. I'm just used to moving my mouth in weird ways underneath my mask when I'm at stores.
Oh yeah. And my glasses don't stay on when I wear a mask. So it's like, what I'm psyched about is I can move my head without my glasses falling into the street, which has happened 100 times.
Oh man, that's funny. I always have like masks in my pocket, and we had like a huge bonfire the other day. And for the next like week, I had this mask in my pocket that smelled like campfire. And I was like, this is like a business opportunity. Masks that smell like campfire. It's amazing.
Every time I put on them, my wife and I are like sharing masks occasionally in the car. And it's like, you put on one and it's just like filled with foundation.
Oh yeah. Yeah. It smells like perfume.
Some makeup. Yeah.
Oh, what a crazy time. Well, let's get into it. I guess we should hit up our sponsors first. First one is Sentry. Second one is Magic Bell. You want to tell us a little bit about Sentry there, Scott?
Yes. Sentry is the perfect place to see all of your errors and exceptions happen, a perfect place to track application performance to make sure that your users are generally having a good experience on your site. This is a service that both Wes and I have used since long before they sponsored us. But let me tell you, it's one that I check just about every single day, all the time. I make sure that anything that is severe, anything that I have to be aware of, anything that's causing a crash, I make sure that is 100% on my radar before I have to get users emailing me about something not working. Now, the cool thing is that you can go ahead and mark something as being attached to a specific release and then fix that and then watch as it is marked as fixed. There's a lot of new features that come all the time into Sentry, and I'm loving some of this new stuff. Just like you can now create your own dashboards, things like that. So head on over to sentry.io, use the coupon code TASTYTREAT, all lowercase, all one word, and you'll get 2 months for free. Thank you so much for Sentry for sponsoring.
We are also sponsored by Magic Bell at magicbell.com. They are the notification inbox for your product. So, you know, you go to a website or you go to an app and you've got that little bell in the corner and you click it and you can see all your notifications, and those notifications are often synced to your email, and there's push notifications on your phone. And that logic is really, really tricky to implement into your application. So Magic Bell is an entire API that you can integrate into your application that gives you the entire suite of notification. You can allow your users to define, tune it. Okay, I don't want push notifications, but I do want to email, and all kinds of really great access over that. They have a REST API. They have a GraphQL API. They have wrappers for all many popular libraries, Node.js in the browser, React package, iOS, Android, you name it. It's awesome. We want you to check it out at magicbell.com. Use the coupon code SYNTAXFM. That's going to get you 10% off your first 12 months. Thank you so much, Magic Bell, for sponsoring. All right, let's get on into it. So V-Test, I was going to call it V-Test, but what is it? What is it, Scott? Give us the rundown and then we'll dig into it a little bit more.
Yeah, it is. I think it is probably V-Test. V-Test is basically a new testing runner. They don't call it a test runner. That's just what Jest called it before. And basically, this thing allows you to run tests in a way that is both modern and very fast. So we had the State of JavaScript survey episodes a couple weeks ago, and people were really responding well to V-Test on that survey. So me personally, I said, okay, this thing's supposed to be fast. It's supposed to be a modern replacement for Jest, and it is, very favorably seen by the people who used it. Now it's time to give it a try. So I threw it into my code base the other night. We had a Vite config already in our code base, so it was nice and easy. So basically what this thing is V-Test is a modern test runner that utilizes things like ESM so that it is not using common JS. There's less caught up there in the transpilation of things. It can load up your files as modules really easily. But it also utilizes Vite behind the scenes, and it runs very, very quickly. So you can use the same Vite config file that you use for your application for your tests. And I don't know about you, Wes, but I've always had like a lot of kind of separate infrastructure for my tests that felt very much like I'm testing the tests themselves to have this thing work. And I'm not entirely confident that whatever Babel setup I have to get Jest happy is transpiling my code in the same way that my production bundles are, you know?
Yeah, that's always a little bit scary where the setup environment for your tests is a little bit different than it actually runs on your end users. Because it's like, could something be different?
It just feels like, what's the point? So basically, this thing utilizes a Vite config. It's fast, and it utilizes a Vite. It also uses this Node Vite thing to run essentially Vite for a Node application, which I actually gave a try to my platform, my API, just for fun. It's pretty cool to try out in general. So what makes V-Test special beyond the fact that it's fast and modern? Out of the box, TypeScript and JSX support, meaning you don't have to do any bit of configuration whatsoever to get those things supported, which is great because writing tests in TypeScript is actually a lot of fun compared to writing tests without TypeScript. So having that out of the box just work without having to set up any sort of special TS config or anything like that, that was such a giant pain in the butt with Jest for me personally. So the fact that it just works with your standard vconfig file is really great. Another thing is that it's like HMR for tests is what they say, where basically, I don't know how many people have worked in a test environment that doesn't feel a lot of very fast to work in. So you save a test and then you watch as all of your tests update in, you know, either in parallel or sequence, right? Well, this allows you to only rerun essentially the test that has been changed or the test for the code that has been changed. So V-Test knows the graph of your modules and it makes it able to smartly rerun only the related test that you need to have, meaning that you can keep this thing running all the time to much, much greater success. When I code in a test-driven development way or I code with my tests, I always feel very annoyed when I save something and then have to wait for all of the tests to complete or the feedback loop to me isn't tight enough. So this really like tightens up that feedback loop.
That with Jest though, Jest will only rerun tests that are against files that have changed because it hooks into your Git repo and it's smart enough to know that, isn't it?
Honestly, I have no idea the way that could work because personally, our tests were TypeScript and there's compilation steps involved and things like that.
Oh, so you had like a bit of an in-between there and it wasn't tight enough. So maybe it had to rerun everything for you. That's a pain in the butt.
In my experience, this is still much faster running the same tests And by all means, you can basically run the same tests because there is the standard CHAI for built-in assertions or just expect compatible APIs. So your tests are going to work basically the exact same. Small caveat, you'll need to import things rather than just having a bunch of globals available out of the box. You can set up the globals the same way you would in Jest, but out of the box, there's no globals. You'd have to import it. So it's fast. It's instant. It connects to the stuff you know and use, TypeScript, JSX, ESM support. There's workers multi-threading via TinyPool. Not something that I've used myself, but it's good for performance. Filtering timeout concurrent for test suite so you can filter, only run specific tests, the kind of stuff you'd expect from a testing framework. Another thing is it's compatible with Jest snapshots. So if you are a snapshot tester, you like to use your snapshots, you already have them loaded up, you can use the same snapshots in VTest without having to have anything extra. Mocking is built in via TinySpy. So mocking, for those of you who don't test very often, is basically where you need to fake something, right? Maybe you have a module that hits an API. You want to fake that API call so you're not doing that API call on every test.
Yeah, that's really nice.
Yeah, so mocking built in. Now, there's also Happy DOM or JS DOM for DOM mocking. Have you seen Happy DOM before? This was something that I hadn't really seen.
I haven't seen Happy DOM directly. I was using one called
JS DOM.
I forget the. No, it's I had an issue with JS DOM running in Cloudflare Workers a couple of weeks ago, and I went to another one, which was able to run because it only used a worker API, which was really nice. So, no, I haven't specifically seen Happy DOM, but it's sort of like a JS DOM alternative. It's a bit quicker.
Yeah. Yeah, and it seems like it's quite a bit quicker where it says performance parse HTML for JS DOM is 256 milliseconds and Happy DOM is 26 milliseconds. So we're dealing in really small bits of time here, but it is apparently faster. I haven't used this yet. I've just been using the defaults, which I actually don't know. I'm not doing any DOM testing with VTest right now. I'm just doing straight up node testing. So yeah. I haven't gotten too much into this, but hey, it looks nice. There's also,
I'm just looking at the API here, and it looks like if you have a Jest setup, you'd be able to move over pretty easily, I think, because like you said, it's the exact same API. Whether you're doing simple things like to be is equal to or so they also have snapshot testing, all the different assertions that are in there. What about like testing library? Like, does that work with this or does that replace that? Because you, generally with Jest, you just use Jest and then you use something else like an enzyme or a test library or something like that to actually mount your components and test them. Does that do that as well? Or do you still reach for something else?
I would imagine that it, you can use testing library, no problem with this.
Yeah.
Just because of the nature of that library, right? You're just importing something, you're mounting it, you're rendering it, and then you're checking it with the DOM stuff. So, yeah. I mean, in that regard, it shouldn't function any differently than Jest. That said, there is listed in the features component testing baked into this thing. So component testing for Vue, React, Lit, Svelte. You know what? I haven't used it yet. And I'm not quite sure exactly how it works. But apparently, according to this, you can do component testing from VTest. And based on the way they have that listed as a feature, it would lead me to believe that you would not need those other libraries. That said, the docs on this aspect of it, it's funny, if you go to the guide, then you go to the features and you say, I want to learn about component testing. And it's kind of just like a placeholder there in the docs. So this thing is still fresh enough where the docs are still waiting for that bit of information as far as I could tell. But it's listed as a feature, which leads me to believe that you wouldn't need to use that. That said, yeah, I don't know. I've mostly been doing Node with this. There's also baked in code coverage, which if you've never used code coverage, it just tells you basically where your application is light on tests, what needs testing, what doesn't need testing, what is, what percentage of your code has coverage within tests, essentially. And that's baked in via something called C8, which I'd assume is a code coverage library. Now, there's also one of the most interesting features in this, and maybe one of the most far out features in this thing, is that there's in file testing. So those of you who have used Rust before will know that you can test your Rust functions directly in the same file as the function itself, therefore kind of co-locating your test with the code itself. And you can do that exact same thing within VTest. Now, people on YouTube were quick to say, wait a second, isn't that going to, you know, bloat your source? And the answer is that there's a plugin to remove all of that stuff from your source. So it seems like it's pretty easy to have that be code split out, no problem. But this would allow you to essentially have a function and then just below it say, expect this or this, it should do this. And that way you're kind of keeping all your stuff together. And if you were to write your function and then as tests below it, that to me is a really interesting workflow. And something that I had actually really enjoyed within Rust when I was doing Rust briefly. So I say this fully well knowing that a lot of people are going to really cringe at the thought of having your tests co-located with your code, your function code. But I would say this is something that you maybe give a try to because it feels interesting. Nice in practice. Yeah.
That's really cool. You write your CSS, your logic, your templating, and your tests all in the same file.
Yeah,
like,
right.
It's obviously not everything needs to be done that, but it might work. Like we kind of do that already in some cases where you put your tests in the same folder, right? Like, why not throw it in the same file?
Yeah. Another thing that I did, Wes, that recently, there's a new feature in VS Code where you can like have some files act as folders. Have you seen that feature?
Files act as folders. No. How does that work?
It's a new feature. And basically you give it a glob pattern to say like, I want, if I have a .test.ts file, I want that file to be hidden in the Explorer behind the file of the same name. And then therefore you don't have a bunch of test files cluttering up your folder structure when you're looking at it. I also did the same thing for all of my config files so that like you have your PrettyRC, all those things, your ESLint, all of that stuff kind of gets scooped up into its own fake folder. So that way when I'm looking in my Explorer view in VS Code that it's not taking up a ton of space. I think that's a pretty neat approach to hiding some of those test files that can feel very overwhelming sometimes in your code base.
I'm just looking at the examples here on VTest, and they have an example with React Testing Library. So it would make sense that you use it with React Testing Library because Testing Library, right? Because it works with literally anything. And I'm just looking at the docs here. They don't have much information about the DOM stuff that you mentioned yet, but I imagine... Testing Library works on JS DOM. And what Testing Library does is it just renders it out to a fake DOM. And then Testing Library gives you a whole bunch of handy API calls. Instead of you having to be like query selector all.textContent equals 7, you can say to have text content 7. You know, like you can, it gives you a whole bunch of like niceties that sit on top of. Of your existing vanilla JavaScript API. So it makes sense in that VTest can run Happy DOM or JS DOM. And then all of the, you can use Testing Library on top of that to get the nice API. So makes sense. This is very clear to me what this is. You know, it's a environment that will mount your components and run your tests. And then it gives you a set of extra things on top to say, expect it to be 6 or whatever. But if you want some additional API methods that makes more sense in whatever language you're working in or whatever framework you're working in, then you can add on Testing Library or whatever you need. So that's pretty nifty. I like this a lot.
Yeah. Me too. Personally, I like stuff that leaves out the configuration when you already have a configuration. You know, I already have a Vite configuration. I already have this stuff set up. I don't want to have to set up a whole another structure for testing my code to compile the tests to be happy, to get Jest to be happy with the code.
Like, this is not like a, this is not massively disruptive. This is basically just like, this is kind of what you're doing already, but it works a lot better. So It's just take the hard parts out of it and just keep going on with your life. That's what it seems to be like for me. So, man, this is great. I might have to switch over to this.
Yeah, in my experience, just from trying it out as a longtime Jest user, I've been using Jest for anything from UI component testing in the past, but now mostly just node testing. I gotta say that it is really easy to get up and running, especially when you have a full-on test suite of Jest tests. I really had an easy time getting going with this thing. I had one issue where it was unhappy with the temporal polyfill that I had in, but I think that's been resolved by now. So, yeah, really cool stuff. Vitest, VITEST.dev. Give it a try. Give it a check, especially if you're already using Jest. I think you'll be pretty shocked at how much faster this thing is.
It's just go. 2022 is the year for, like, speed. The year for tooling, I think, and speed. Like, we figured out these frameworks compile and run very quickly, and now all these smart people are going for other stuff, testing back end, things like that. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it's very exciting. This is going to be great. I think a lot of people are going to pick this up this year and really, really have a good time. So check it out at vtest.dev, and we will see you on Wednesday.
Peace.
Peace. Head on over to syntax.fm for a full archive of all of our shows. And don't forget to subscribe in your podcast player or drop a review if you like this show.